Hello, I'm Sheila, and this is Radio Davis Court from Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk.
I'm Robert O'Shea, and I'm from Dagenham in Essex.
I'm Sheila Ward, and I came from Norfolk.
I'm Rosina Connor, and I'm from Putney.
Stephen Beattie, Galway Bay in the West of Ireland.
I am Margaret, and I come from Bury.
My name is Nora Phipps, and I come from Derby.
My name is Violet Walthamstow.
Today, we're talking about the things we like and playing the music we love.
My name is Violet.
We're talking today, Violet, about food. Mm-hmm. What's your favourite food?
Well, it depends what my dad buys, and my mother cooks it all together. And whatever is burnt, she moans like hell. And that goes in the dustbin.
Was your mum not a great cook?
Oh, she was, really. But the sort of food Dad used to bring home was terrible. When it looked nice when it's wrapped up, but when it's unwrapped and cooked, it's bloody horrible. Well, it used to be. I thought it was bloody horrible and couldn't eat it.
What's your favourite music? What would be your favourite piece of music?
Knees Up. Knees Up, Mother Brown, your jaws are falling down. Knees Up, Mother Brown, your jaws are falling down. Knees up, don't get the knees up, knees up, Mother Brown. Woo!
Knees up, Mother Brown, knees up, Mother Brown. Under the table you must go, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. If I catch you bending, I'll saw your legs right off. So knees up, don't get the knees up, Mother Brown. Oh, my, what a rockin' song.
My name's Nora.
We're talking about favourite teachers. Tell me about yours.
His name was Nags from Horsley. Yeah, and he was a terrible man. Oh, if you saw you doing something wrong, you got so many lines and you had to stop in and all sorts. Yeah, he was a very hard teacher. A good one he was doing things for us. Oh, you couldn't talk. No, talking when we thought he wasn't there. When you sat there in the classroom, but he used to hide. He did. He used to hide himself in some cupboards that we never knew was there. He'd got no children of their own, you see. We had a good time. He took us trips and everything. What do I like? I like all music. Anything.
Somewhere over the rainbow. that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
Radio Davis Court from Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk.
Hello, my name is Margaret. My favourite hobby is gardening.
What do you enjoy especially about gardening?
To see the result of what I've done.
When you had your own garden, what were your favourites in the garden? What did you enjoy seeing coming round each year?
Bluebells. I like to see to watch them develop.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. The time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Steve. My mother was a singer, and not professionally, but she was a lovely voice. My favourite song was, she used to sing, she said, Pat Malloy, an Irish boy, he left Sweet County Clare. He thought he'd go to London to see the wonders there. When Paddy got to London, he was taken by surprise. The size of that big city fairly dazzled Paddy's eyes. he met an ill-bred cockney who said, speaking to your brother, pointed to the ass. Because, says Pat, I never knew I had a brother here. But I will say a few words in his ear. He slipped his shoe nail in the ass's ear. The ass ran mad, upset the cart, broke all the earthenware. But Jesus, the cockney went crazy, queer and square. He had poor Paddy arrested and chaired. And Paddy said, well, I just wanted to tell him we got all our wrongs readdressed in Ireland to ourselves. And the japers, when the donkey heard the news, the japers, he went mad. He said, Paddy, what a clever rogue you are. And for your clever answer, I'll dismiss you from the bar. I forgot the rest of it.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are tis you, must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the until you call.
Sheila. My favourite place is Davis Court because it's where I live and it's lovely and everybody is so good.
What's your favourite music, Sheila?
I used to like Music Hall.
The musicals?
Music Hall.
Oh, Music Hall, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Music Hall.
One night after closing time, the landlord of the Star presented me with a ninepenny cigar. I smoked it until Easter, like one of the la-di-da. Now everybody knows me by the end of me old cigar. Oh, the end of me old cigar. Tra-la, tra-la, tra-la. Everybody knows me by the end of me old cigar. One morning after breakfast, into my surgery, came a girl with a vaccination plea. Oh, vaccinate me, doctor, but please don't leave a scar. So I vaccinated Gertie with the enemy old cigar. Oh, the enemy old cigar. Ta-la, ta-la, ta-la. Everybody knows me by the enemy old cigar. One afternoon about tea time, at a garden party grand, the wife and me were shaking every hand. She was carrying on and going rather far, but I was doing a train of me own with the end of me old cigar. Oh, the end of me old cigar. Ta-la, ta-la, ta-la. Everybody knows me by the end of me old cigar. One evening after supper, while strolling in the park, I came upon a lady. It was getting rather dark. Says she, can you direct me? I've wandered rather far. So I takes a puff and I shows her the way with the end of me old cigar. Everybody knows me by the end of me old cigar. Oh, the end of me old cigar. Ta-la, ta-la, ta-la. Everybody knows me and the end of me old cigar.
Hello, I'm Sheila. And this is Radio Davis Court from Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk.
Hello, my name is Rosina. We're talking about favourite animals and pets. And my favourite animal is a dog. Any sort of dog, a do, I don't mind. As long as they don't bite me. Always, always had dogs. They're all different, all different. Do you know, I named one of my dogs called Eric. And I was calling him because he was running too far down the road. I was calling him, Eric, come back. And the man turned around and said, are you calling me? I said, no, it's my dog's name. I said, it's a lovely name for a dog. My favourite music is from My Fair Lady. Anything will do.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced. Oh,
still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'd never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight? I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have
Radio Davis was presented by Stephen Beattie, Robert O'Shea, Sheila Ward, Rose Cunner, Margaret Smith, Nora Phipps, Violet French and Ian Poynter. And I'm Katie Ramsbotham.
This has been a Radio Here and Now event produced by Gerald Main.